Ron, can you hear us now? You're still not coming through in the room. Hang on one second. Hey, Ron, can you hear us now?
Yes.
I think we're finally fixed.
So you can hear me now?
We sure can. Thanks for that, for bearing with us.
That's why we wouldn't be able to do this without IT being handy.
All right, I think we're ready to go ahead and start 14 minutes late.
All right, would everybody please join me, stand up and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you for attending Josephine County Rural Planning Commission. This is a continuation, so we don't have to go through all the rigmarole that we normally do. We have a open forum that things were submitted. We've read those. County legal and the applicant have responded to them. And we will let staff address that at this point, and then we'll move forward. Item 3.1.
Good evening, Commissioners. James Black, Community Development Department, Planning Division. That is correct. Tonight we're going to hear, we're at the end of...
Recording in progress.
Tonight we're going to hear the continued hearing for the February 7th, 2022 land use hearing regarding a request for approval of a GOLA exception to allow for a full hookup RV sites at an existing county park, Whitehorse Park in Josephine County. At the end of the meeting, we were able to, just to catch up a bit, we went through all the testimony, we went through the rebuttal and surrebuttals, and at the very end, before we actually closed the record, the County Legal Counsel requested to leave the record open for 7 days for more written public comment. That was a request from a lot of the persons in the room that night. So February, we decided that we'll leave the record open for 7 days, which ended at 5 p.m. February 14th. And once the record closed there, we allow another 7 days. The applicant will be able to review all the comments that came in and submit their final comment, which ended February 22nd. And I did receive many comments, and I forward those comments to each of the commissioners. You also receive the comments from the applicant via County Legal Counsel. So at this point, this is where we're at the meeting. From the schedule, we are looking at deliberation. The record is closed right now, so no more testimony can be accepted. So we're moving into deliberations and a final recommendation to the board this evening.
Okay, I can't see on my screen who is there, but let's start with Teresa. If she's there, let her start again with the new information that was provided this week.
The information that was provided was a lot more of the same, and I still feel like that they've met all the criteria for this change, the zone change, and I'm all for it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Justin?
Yeah, my feelings aren't very dissimilar from Teresa's. The comments were consistent with what we heard at the hearing 2 weeks ago. And I guess, you know, the comments that they were making would have been, are more appropriate for the site plan review and the approval of that design, as opposed to the Goal 3 exception request. So I didn't see that there was anything new or compelling to not go ahead with this exemption at this point.
Ward?
Yeah, I agree as well. I didn't see anything new that would change my mind, so I am in agreement with Teresa and Justin as well.
And myself, this applicant, an application is for a Goal 3 exemption only. It's not for trees, road, septic, anything else. And I believe it has met the criteria, and we should move forward. So I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve 3.1 gold change exception.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Ockenden?
Yes.
Commissioner Cook?
Yes.
Commissioner, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Justin. Commissioner Wright?
Yes. Motion passes. We forward a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners where they will have a final approval. Next on our agenda is 4.1, which I have been specifically requested that has been postponed.
Yes, Commissioners, James Black again. We have, given the nature of that application, it is the Ockenden comp plan zone change. In this application, Mr. Ockenden must recuse himself from that meeting. In doing so, we now do not have a quorum, so we're unable to continue with that that land use meeting. Our rural planning commissioner Francis has stepped down due to medical reasons, and we are now from 5 members to 4. And with Mr. Ockenden needing to step away from this application, we now have 3 who can preside over this, and we need we're required to have at least 4. So this is what I recommended, that we continue the Ockenden comp plan zone change to 6 p.m. Monday, March 28th. This gives 1 month for the Board of County Commissioners to fill Mr. Francis's seat. If the seat is not filled by March 28th, then we will convene that day. We can either continue again, or the Planning Commission may pull this application from the docket until the seat is filled. If we choose the latter, that would require a re-notice of the application to meet our public noticing requirements. So that's what I'm suggesting tonight, that we continue the meeting for the Ockenden comp plan zone change to 6 p.m. Monday, March 28th, 2022.
Should would somebody make a motion? Let's just keep it a motion and keep it up front.
Okay. I make a motion that we move the public hearing for the Ockenden campground zone change to March
28th.
March 28th, 2022.
Roll call, please.
Do you need a second on that?
Yes.
I second.
Thank you.
Commissioner Ockenden. Commissioner Cook.
Yes.
Commissioner Gittelsberger. Sorry.
Yes.
Commissioner Wright.
Yes. Motion passes. Sorry to do that to you, Ward, but it's kind of out of our control at this point. Since that's been tabled, matters from the Planning Commission, do you want to fill them in on Mr. Francis? Or just accept what you already said?
The information on Mr. Francis is basically all I know is that he was, he's stepping down due to medical issues. That's the only information that I have had myself at this time. If I to continue, Mr. Chair, if you're looking for the director's report, I do have just a little. I'm just going to make a reminder on when the next meeting is. So,
okay.
We have a planned unit development, a PUD application coming up on March 14th. That will be the next meeting day. That you should be receiving those staff reports on Friday. This Friday, you'll be receiving those staff reports. My associate planner, Kayla Wallace, will be running that meeting and presenting that application. So, beyond that,
What is the name of the application?
I believe it's, I don't have it. Knowles, yeah, I know that's Knowles PUD. Knowles PUD, K-N-O-L-L-S. Thank you. I have nothing else unless you guys have questions for me.
I will still be on Zoom at that point.
Okay. We'll make sure we have that ready to go on March 14th. Okay.
Anyone else have anything?
No. I'm seeing heads shaking no here.
I don't see anything raised on the meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Recording stopped.